Jamie T mit Salvador auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Der Künstler aus London, den wir seit der Veröffentlichung der eben gehörten Single ins Herz geschlossen haben. Er macht derzeit einen Zwischenstopp in Berlin, auch um seine allerneueste Single Tinfoil Boy zu promoten. Jetzt ist er ganz kurz bei mir im Studio und wir finden heraus, ob er an einem vierten Album arbeitet, ob es vielleicht eine EP geben wird. Wir sprechen über den etwas härteren Sound seiner aktuellen Nummer, die ja auch schon auf Flux FM läuft. Wir sprechen über Rage Against the Machine als Inspirationsquelle und noch vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich Hello and welcome, Jamie T.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No problem, it's a pleasure to have you here. How are you doing today?
I'm good, yeah.
Cool.
Long day, but good day.
Yeah, you're promoting your new single.
And yes, we've been out here doing a bit of that for the day.
Yeah.
This is the last one.
Oh, okay.
We get on a flight.
Oh, so you're flying back tonight?
I am, unfortunately. It's been a beautiful day. I've been sat by the river all day.
Oh, wow.
It's lovely. Yeah.
That sounds good to me. Well, congratulations on Tinfoil Boy. We're going to listen to that song in a few moments. It's a beautiful new thing that you've released there. And it's a song that features a darker sound, a heavier sound, one could say. It's a bit more aggressive. Let's put it that way. When did you realize that you want to go for another sound philosophy, for a darker, more aggressive sound?
I think it was something that I'd been playing around with when we were on tour.
Yeah.
For Carry On the Grudge, the previous album, and I was kind of, you know, listening to a lot of heavier music, and also, you know, we were playing with a lot of heavier bands,
okay,
then, you know,
cool,
like Slayers and stuff like that. And I kind of wanted to bring some of that into our sound, you know. Then I kind of wrote the record with kind of the live kind of element,
cool,
in thinking about that.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it came out kind of sounding heavier.
So you're one of the artists who come back from a tour inspired.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I do, yeah, all the time.
Most of those people, they say that being on tour is, I mean, it's a hard job. You're busy all the time. You have to wait for your gig, but you're going to be focused. You have to be focused,
yeah,
in the evenings. So you don't want to do too much during the daytime. And I really think it's a good thing that you came back with ideas like that, because
yeah,
most musicians come back with songs like The Boys Are Back in Town or
Which
On
is,
the
hey,
Road Again.
Boys Back in Town is a great song.
That's true.
I loved it. I think the playing live again for me after 5 years or so was like kind of just great. I loved,
yeah,
every minute of it. And that kind of made me want to write more and more. I have felt like in the past been tired on tour, but this time around I loved every minute of it, and that's why we're back so quickly, you know,
yeah,
we're back around so quickly.
Cool, that sounds so good to me. In an interview you said the Tinfoil Boy, that song has been recorded under slightly different rules.
Right.
Now that's interesting, because I want to know, which rules are you following when it comes to recording and producing music for Jamie T?
No rules. No, I think we just kind of went around it in a slightly different kind of manner, and we're thinking more. I kind of spent a long time thinking about pedals, not too long, but you know, I'm messing around with whammies and wah-wahs and all kind of sorts of that stuff. And I think it felt like a different process the whole way through. And I think it sounds like that, you know.
Yeah, but it's the same personnel kind of, because you've worked with Jamie Dring once again.
Yeah,
He was working with you on your very first album.
You
did the drum programming back then.
Yeah,
I think,
he's, you know,
co-producing
totally
stuff
like,
back then.
Yeah, we're still working together, and you know, it's great to you know, he's a real versatile guy, James, and he can, you know, change up at any minute. I like to think, you know, that I can as well. So it's great to, you know, be able to jump in with him and just do different styles all the time, and whatever we want, really. And you know, I love the fact that it sounds so different. People keep going to me like, who produced it? It's like, James.
Yeah, but it's like, a cool thing, right?
Yeah,
to have a partner in crime that you can rely on. I mean,
you
must have the same vocabulary now when you're talking about your music. You know, you're on the same page when you're talking about the production of an album or of an EP or something like that.
Yeah,
vaguely,
it's like, so whenever anyone's in the room with us, we're most like normally described as bickering old women. It's kind of like it's kind of like being married to someone for a very long time, and
yeah,
we don't really speak to each other unless it's kind of negative.
Yeah, but yeah. At the same time, it's a great thing.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean, you have to open up as a musician, especially during the studio phases. It's not too easy to get everything out of your system while there's a man behind the glass sitting behind the console.
Yeah.
Who's like, oh, could you do that once again, please? I mean, yeah. You know what I'm yeah. saying? There's a relationship of trust that's necessary for things like that.
There is. I think, you know, he's been amazing through everything kind of. Through the years, I love working with him. But yeah, I think from the outside it looks like we hate each other. But yeah. I think there's a solid basis of love there underneath yeah. all that passive aggression.
Yeah. I have a colleague. I do this Sunday show where we present new songs on mm-hmm. this very station, and right. my mom sometimes listens in, uh-huh. and she's like, "You guys don't like each other. Why do you keep doing that show
yeah,
together?" But we love each other. Actually, it just sounds as if we don't.
Yeah, like well, exactly. That's it.
Let's listen to the new song we've already mentioned. Das hier ist die neue Jamie T Single, die ja seit Sonntag auch bei uns hoch und runter gespielt wird. Wir hören Tinfoil Boy von Jamie T und quatschen dann gleich noch 2-3 Minütchen weiter. So viel Zeit muss sein. Jamie T, Tinfoil Boy, neu auf Flux FM. Use the light. Yes! It's a very good song, Jamie. We've played it since Sunday and we're so in love with it.
Thank you very much.
It's really great. You've produced a single for Jamie Lloyds, who once played with a band called Tribes. I think he put his record out in March or
Johnny,
something.
Johnny Lloyd, yeah, I did. I produced a song for him, yeah.
Johnny Lloyds, I'm sorry. How did that come up and what's producing other artists like for you? Did you get inspired when you sit behind the console and work for others, or
Johnny is an artist that I knew already and loved his music. He used to send me a lot of demos, and I love his production on demos. They've got a certain kind of feel to them that I always loved. So he would always send me tracks anyway, and he kind of asked me on a whim to do it. And I'm a bit nervous about recording yeah. other people for some reason,
especially when the demos have a certain magic to them.
It's exactly that, and I was a bit. But it was great. I love doing it. Uh-huh. And the track, I think, turned out really well. And it's different to the demo. The demo's still got its thing, and it's slightly kind of different version, so I didn't feel like we did a bad job of it or anything. Yeah. And, yeah, I think it's mostly, Johnny's great to work with, so it was a good opportunity to try out producing someone and do it with a friend yeah. first, you know. So yeah. I'd love to get into doing more of that.
Yeah, cool.
As time goes on.
I mean, especially when the demos have a certain magic to them, you just bring the small screwdriver, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Exactly.
And don't work
yeah.
on them too much,
yeah.
and then everybody's going to be happy.
That's it, exactly.
In the end of the day. Speaking of being happy in the end of the day, there's a lot of pictures taken in studio surrounding on your Facebook page.
Right.
Yeah, it's you with a guitar, it's you with a synthesizer, it's you behind the console.
That's all that, yeah.
And although your manager asked you to swerve it, I have to ask what's up with new material, because I've read that your manager, he was preparing you for the interview
right.
sessions, saying, if people ask you about the new album, swerve it.
Right, swerve, yeah, well, consider, yes, but look, hey, I was not in the studio doing anything, I was only there to take the photos.
Posing.
I'm just trying to get into modelling. This is a one-off song. If everyone loves the Instagram so much, I think that's where I'll just, you know, I always thought, you know, I had a face for radio. Maybe. I can't really answer that question.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough for me. If you say maybe, it's more than a no.
Yeah, it's more than
it's
a no.
It's closer to a yes than to a no. And that's all we can promise right now.
It's all I can give you.
Yeah, it's all he can give you, Jamie T,
yeah.
who is in the studio with me. Jamie, thanks a lot for visiting us. Have a safe travel back.
Thank
you. As soon as you are able to tell us more about material that's probably coming, you do so.
I will let you know.
Okay, thank you. Jamie T war bei mir im Studio. Unter Umständen, sage ich mal, kommt da in diesem Jahr noch mehr Material von dem Mann, den wir gerade abgefeiert haben. Für die neue Single Tinfoil Boy, hier ist er nochmal mit Rabbit Hole aus dem 2014er Album Carry On The Grudge. Und ich sage nochmal Tschüss und auf Wiedersehen. Bye-bye, Jamie.
Bye-bye.